They call him Amp.
People are always surprised when I say that, you know, we have a foster dad eagle, and they're like, well, where's the mom, you know? Well, it would be great if we had a mom, but we don't have a non-releasable mom, and he does such a great job.
That's Marge Gibson, executive director of the Raptor Education Group, Reggie for short. It's a wildlife rehabilitation center in Anago that takes in injured birds and baby chicks who have lost parents. We're peering in through the door of the eagle compound, where right now foster dad Amp is in charge of four eaglets.
The babies are very dark, and they're very hard to see from this angle because they blend in. But you are seeing sort of a microcosm of what occurs in the wild. The babies are not very evident, and they don't get that white head and white tail till they're between 5 and 7 years old in our area.
We can't get too close because the staff at Reggie are careful to minimize human contact with the chicks. The goal is to release the birds back into their habitat, and they have to be fully independent of humans to survive in the wild. Not to mention the fact that this protective father wouldn't be very happy if we threatened his brood.
You know, you notice that he he's between us and the chicks. Even though we're not there, we're just looking and he sees us. He doesn't want us to come in. And he's saying in his language, you know, I got it. You're not needed. Don't come in. You know, they're good.
The name Amp happens to be short for amputation, as the bird lost part of his wing in an accident. His disability is the reason he'll be a lifelong resident at Reggie, instead of being released back into the wild. He's been here 17 years, helping to rear chicks each spring. One year, he raised 22 babies.
He's a very important guy, and really needs Father of the Year, I'm sure.
Gibson says it's a rare and valuable thing to have a seasoned foster dad at the ready. That's why these orphaned eaglets were sent up here all the way from Kentucky.
We can take care of them, we can give them the right food, we can do a lot of things, but we can't teach them to be eagles. We can't teach them the vocalizations that they need. Their baby vocalizations are so different from the adults, and they learn how to function in a wild society, which is so important when they're going to be released.
Gibson's eyes gleam with feeling as she talks about the birds. She says ever since she can remember, she's had a deep affection for the winged creatures. She built the center in 1990 and now operates it with a shoestring crew of staff and volunteers.
This is my eagle.
The lush grounds of the wildlife center are teeming with birds, chirping and crowing around every corner. It's set up like a compound full of huts and structures to house everything from eagles to cranes to hummingbirds. To keep out predators, the aviaries are built with extra-strength chain-link fence covered in a green shade cloth. It's the same material you might see on the sides of a tennis court.
And then they come out to the aviaries, which are built within that superstructure. Everything is, it looks like a fortress. People always tell me it's like a fortress. And it is, and there's a lot of good reasons for that.
Gibson describes how new birds arrive at the center every day. Sometimes staff even get calls about injured birds in the middle of the night. She says as long as it's a native species, no bird in need will be turned away.
The Northwoods is such a sensitive place. Urban areas, they have many more sparrows and starlings and things. We have sensitive species here, and this is kind of the incubator for many of these species. It's a special area, and we need to protect it.
Gibson says 70% of birds that come in are released back into the wild, thanks to the hard work of staff and volunteers, and veteran bird parents like Amp. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.